Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. It has been a roller coaster. We have been gone for a really long time, and we are back. So many exciting things have happened. One being in particular, I got engaged. Me and June are officially engaged. He proposed on June 16th. We were on vacation for our third anniversary, and it was amazing. It was so beautiful and romantic. So we're sorry we're gone for so long, but we're back. I went on a couple of vacations in June, but we are officially back. So there's been so many things that I've been coming across and writing down on my little notepad here. So many crazy, crazy things that I want to talk about. First of all, I need to discuss when women are getting into their car, you absolutely need to lock your door. If you're not getting in your car, anyone, women, anybody, moms, daughters, dads, sons, anybody getting in a car, lock your door as soon as you get in the car. I had the most insane experience the day I got back from vacation or the day after I got back. I had to run to the store for something. I was in a habit, every time I get in my car, put my purse down, lock the door right away. As I was entering my car, I took my purse off. As I was taking it off my right shoulder to put it in the passenger seat, this guy popped up out of nowhere and started banging on my window. Did not expect to, as I was taking my purse off my shoulder to look over and see a gentleman about late 20s, very disheveled, very dirty looking, and he had his palm out and he started shaking his hand. Obviously, he was giving me the sign to give him change, but the first thing that ran through my thought was, okay, I listen to a lot of true crime. I read true crime. I listen to all these stories about women being taken, abducted. And the first thing that I thought was oh crap, since I'm such in a habit of locking my car, did I get in my car, lock the door, and then take my purse off? Or did I shut the door, take my purse off, and then completely forget to lock the door? So I have 1,000,010 thoughts running through my head. Gotta take a breather for this. He starts banging on my window, and then he did the handshake. And then I'm mid purse off shoulder seat positioning movement, and I just look at him, and the second thing I thought was, I'm going to pretend I'm deaf. I am going to pretend I'm deaf because the same situation happened to me right before I went on vacation, and I will tell you that in just a second. So I started making these hand movements, and I took sign language in college, so I tried to make very dramatic hand movements showing that I was deaf. So I start making these signs, making these face gestures, nodding my head, pointing to my ears, pretending like I don't know what I'm talking about. And this guy was standing there. And as much as I wanted to lock the door, at the same exact time, I didn't want to be rude because I just don't like to be a rude person. So I was thinking in my head, should I reach over and lock the door? I didn't know what to do. This was, you know, you think in your head, when this happens to me, I'm going to know exactly what to do, but I was like almost frozen. I didn't know if I should be rude and lock the door. And one podcast I listened to, these women, they say, be rude, be crazy, but you know, be protected over your own self. So that also ran through my head, but still I sat there and looked at him and continued to fake signs for this guy to leave me alone. It doesn't, like, yes, he was disheveled and he looked insane. He looked like very, very insane. But even if he was clean and put together, even anybody banging on my window, you're going to freak out. You're, especially someone like me who is a little bit of a hypochondriac, but I feel like that's a good thing. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do in this situation. And the whole crazy part is, now that I think about it, is this guy was so close to my car that I don't take my time getting in my car. I unlock the door, keys are always in hand. I unlock the door, get in, purse, lock, done. This happened so quick, it was under a second. Open the door, about to put the purse down. Open the door, multitasking, putting the purse down, shutting the door. And then usually I lock the door with my left hand. He must have been so close to my car because I hit the unlock button and the lights flickered because I was looking for where my car was in this parking lot. So this guy must have been by my gas tank. So by the time I got in, oh, I have chills. I literally have chills thinking about this. Like I said, you think that you know what's going to happen in moments of, you know, you hear these stories, but oh God, I'm just really mad at myself that I couldn't remember if I locked the door or not. And the second incident that happened when I first thought of to do the sign language is I work in a very dangerous neighborhood. Not like extremely dangerous, but a pretty dangerous neighborhood that I really don't feel comfortable walking around by myself. So I had to run to Home Depot. It's this big, entire, huge parking lot. There's not many cars, but there's still cars where, you know, perpetrators can hide behind and steal me in their white vans and creepy curtains and blacked out windows. So I found like a secluded area, not near any minivans, get in my car, about to drive, and there's a red light. So I'm waiting at the red light, and there's a gentleman. He just starts walking in the middle of the street, and there was a nice car in front of me, and the guy didn't even give the time of day to the, what's the name of the person? Panhandler? Who was trying to get change. And again, I'm not a rude person, so of course me. The guy in front of me ignores the panhandler, just pulls up almost into the intersection because he didn't even want to be confronted on what this man had to say. And of course, he looks me dead in the eye, starts walking over to me, and I just nod my head no. I said, nope. One, no, don't fucking come over to me. You're in the middle of the street. It's a red light. There's cars zooming past on the other side. And I just nod my head no. So then he goes, come on. And I hear him through the window. Come on, come on. Roll down your window. Roll down your window. So now he's approaching the car closer and closer and closer. All of a sudden, this is the first time where it hit me. I said, oh shit, I'm going to pretend I'm deaf. So then this way I do not have to roll down the windows because I do not need to hear what this gentleman has to say. Boom. Smart, right? Smart. Sitting there, nodding my head. No. And this guy's not getting the hint. And I am not rolling my damn windows down. Not happening. Nope. Not happening. So I just did these extravagant signs that clearly weren't even sign language. It's just someone who doesn't know sign language. I made them very extravagant because I knew that obviously I'm shaking my head, pointing to my ear, doing some fumbling noises with my hands, but it worked. It worked. So here's a little tip from me to you. If you are not rude and you are confronted with a panhandler and they're staring you dead in the face, keep your windows up, keep your windows locked, pretend you're deaf, boom, bam, done. All right, I'm crazy, I know. I have just been so excited to sit down and actually start recording again because I've been gone for so long. And this really is a hobby. there's not tons of people who are listening yet, but I've gotten a lot of DMs of people asking, like, are you recording your podcast? Like, text me when your podcast is out. So it's really cool to hear those kind words, people really enjoying what June and I have to say. It's just me today, if you haven't noticed. So I just wanted to say, I really appreciate everybody who's listening. I have a couple of out of country listeners, which is pretty awesome. And mostly majority of you can actually see on the app where the podcast is uploaded. You can actually see how many views, like what part of which state they're in, which is pretty cool. How many views you get. And the percentage of your total something or other, some fancy stuff. It's really cool. It's very interesting. But yes, I just want to say thank you again for everybody for the awesome words. So here I am, ma'am. I'm back. My English is not that well today. My English is not well. My English is not that good today. I cannot speak today. I failed English class. I have seen the most hilarious clips. I don't know if you've ever seen this show. It's called Cheapskates. And then their logo is like two pennies rubbing together. It's pretty funny. So I was at work on break and I just got into this black hole of all these YouTube clips showing these cheapskates and how they pinch pennies together and how they save money. So these people will try to spend the least amount of money, if not get their items for free. So I wrote down some really funny things. I thought this was kind of gross, creepy. You have to let your moral guard down. You have to let your standards down. You have to let your hygiene down. And you have to let down your fibers of a person. I'm all for a bargain. I'm all for saving money. I'm engaged. I got a wedding to plan. I got a house to buy. I got kids' diapers to save up for. I have several examples. I thought this was funny. So here it is, one. There was a mother who, didn't want to breastfeed anymore. And instead of buying her kids milk, she would ask other women in her social circles for breast milk for her child. So she, at work, she had one woman who would donate breast milk. At yoga class, she had another woman she would go, you know, donate breast milk to her. Another woman she ran errands with would give her breast milk. So she was so cheap to actually buy her child food, like the formula you buy at the store, which yes, it's very expensive, but she had all these strange women's breast milk that she'd feed her child. I don't know how I feel about that one. I really do not know how I feel about that one. Second one, this, this is disgusting. Ew, I'm like gagging thinking about this. There was a couple, a husband and wife, who shared many things after they showered. For instance, they would share the same towel so it would be less laundry. They would share the same dental floss. The same dental floss. That is so unsanitary. That is so, oh my God. I have chills in the back of my throat. Share the same dental floss. Share the same Q-tip, where one guy would use one Q-tip on each of his ears. The wife would use the other side of the Q-tip on each of her ears, let it dry, and use it the next day. Come on, you could afford some Q-tips. That's disgusting. Okay. The next crazy lady who I saw would actually, she lived in a farming town where, you know, they live in trailers. Like, I'm not trying to be stereotypical, but it's true. Come on. She would go and find fresh roadkill to feed her family. So deer, rabbit, anything you can think of, squirrel, anything in your mind that you can think of, she goes, picks up, inspects it, skins it, and cooks it for her family. One that is completely unsanitary, unsafe. Do these animals have rabies? Are they somehow deformed and their blood is poison and you eat it and you turn into some sort of psycho rabies, you know, human / zombie? I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Second one, what actually relates to the first one is reusing paper towels. So this woman would go to the bathroom, go in a restaurant, mall, wherever. She would wash her hands after she used the restroom, dried her hands on the paper towels, and then took the paper towels home. She would use those paper towels for other things like toilet paper, to dry her dishes, to clean. That one I can see. That one is not too bad. That one is definitely better than roadkill. Come on, let's be honest here. Another one which I have done, but only with bathing suits in the past, is a woman has not paid for laundry in over 10 years. She takes a shower, lets the tub fill up with her. I didn't do this part. I would let the shower run. You put your bathing suit at the bottom of the shower. You know, you got to get the chlorine out so the chlorine doesn't mess the color out of your bathing suit. I would not save this dirty water. This woman would save the dirty shower water and then clean all of her laundry within that dirty water. Kind of smart, kind of gross. I think the roadkill takes the win for this. Another hygiene one that you're going to probably vomit while you're listening to this is a couple would each reuse mouthwash. So they would take a swig of mouthwash, swish it around their mouth, put it in a cup, and save it for the next day. Save it for the next day. Just dump it down the drain. You buy a new one. You could go to the dollar store and get fluoride enhancement, bad breath, extermination, smelly roof of your mouth, white tongue for $1. You're going to save the nasty... You know, right before, like, if you take a shot of, like, really gross liquor, like, Hennessy, something that gives you chills up your back, you know, right before you vomit and you get that little quiver in the back of your throat. Yeah, I'm experiencing that right now. Two last ones, which is probably not too bad, but really gross. This woman has a gym membership. She does not use her shower to save water. She showers at the gym. Not too bad, not too bad. The last one is there was a bartender and he would actually pour any leftover shots of alcohol, mainly vodka, whatever was left over where a customer didn't drink or whatever's left over in a shaker, he would funnel it in a to-go pouch and then bring that pouch home, filter it a couple times through a Brita because when you filter vodka, the more it's filtered, the better it tastes. But that doesn't necessarily kill germs from other people's mouths. Not bad, not too bad. Not as bad as the roadkill. All right, so we got roadkill out of the way. I cannot stop thinking about it. I've been experiencing this at work today. I want to know, what do you think about alpha females? Alpha males, very sexy, very dominant. Alpha females, very sexy. But where do you draw the line where an alpha female can come off powerful and stands her ground, but not like such a fucking bitch? Why? Okay, there's dicks, assholes, pieces of shit, alpha males, but it kind of all coincides, right? Like, it's okay to be an alpha female, but a dick. It's okay to be an alpha female, but a dick. Like, you're a little bit of a dick. When is it okay? Like, when is it normal to find a woman who is an alpha female, but not a complete C-U-N-T. See you next Tuesday. How come I cannot, in a workplace, respect a nasty bitch of a woman who's an alpha female? I have seen and worked with very awesome, inspiring, mature female supervisors, female, you know, in charge of a huge team. But it's very rare. It's very rare for me to come across that. So I think for my goal with the rest of 2019, the rest of 20, oh my God, it's almost 2020. So the rest of 2019 is try to learn how to be an alpha female in public, you know, within a group of people, not to, you know, overshadow my man, not to step on anybody's toes, but how do I become an alpha female in the workplace? Or if you're out at a bar with a big group of people who you don't really know, how do you become an alpha where you're not going to let people talk over you? You're not going to let people shut down your thoughts and ideas. I think that's going to be an awesome thing for me to experiment with. I have a great example, a great person in my mind who I can think of who really shows a lot of authoritative figure in the workplace, but she's just a fucking bitch. She's just a bitch. I don't even want to be around her. No one wants to be around her because she'll give that, you know, shoulders back, chin up response, but then backhand it with a bitchy comment. Ladies and men, let's start being alphas, but not such dicks. Just be like an alpha, like a sexy, like let me speak my mind, alpha. Not to circle back, but I have another experience with another creepy guy. In my head, because I'm such a psycho overthinker, that this definitely 99.9% sure was a gentleman in a female stall next to me. And I'm not talking about no transgender. I'm talking about peeping fucking Tom. So recently there's been articles coming out how men are going into women's stalls, locking the door, standing on the toilet bowl, or peeping over the stall, or crouching down in the corner and peeping under the stall. I recently went out to dinner at a restaurant in Staten Island, and I just came across this story where this woman caught a man. He got kicked out, arrested, police report was filed, etc. And there was, in the stall next to me, like I said, I'm a psychopathic overthinker. In the stall next to me, there wasn't normal lady sounds. And a lot of the ladies out there know what I'm talking about. Not those lady sounds where you hear the pants, swishing around. There's, pads and stuff swishing around and noises. It sounded like someone was standing on the toilet bowl. I am not exaggerating. I am a little psycho, but sounded like someone was standing on and off the toilet bowl. And you will know this sound if you ever had to kill a bug on your ceiling in the bathroom, or there was a foggy mirror that you had to clean and stand on by a toilet bowl. I was so creeped out. I was looking, it was on my right side. So the entire time I was using the restroom, my head went up and down from the top of the stall to the bottom of the stall, from the top of the stall to the bottom of the stall about 87 times. And I ran out of there like a bat out of hell. It was the most uncomfortable experience I've ever had, besides the goddamn two men knocking on my window, same age, same dirt, same story. I thought that I was going to look over and it was going to, with his freaking smile, start waving his hand in a slow motion. And oh, girl. Okay. I have to learn to not be so dramatic, but these are the thoughts that happen. This is why women either are really quick or really slow. Because one, we're hiding in the bathroom, either planning how we're going to run and jet for the door and we're frozen in fear, or two, why we're so quick is because we don't even have time to think and we jet out the door because we don't want to die. Am I the only person who thinks like this? Please, please don't let me feel alone, because this is something, these are the thoughts in my head that I deal with from a day to day. And this is what I go through when I'm alone and I have no one to share it to, because I usually experience these things either in a restroom, when I'm on a date, or when I'm at work, on break, running errands. So I really hope I'm not the only person who thinks like this. There's something else that I got. Okay. If you don't know this about me, I get caught a lot with scams. I get suckered into buying things. I get suckered into putting my credit card information in places that it doesn't belong. And I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed. I'm going to be 28 years old. I still do not know how to read the fine print, how to take time out to read a fine print, how to examine if there's a creepy email that doesn't look how Apple, Macintosh, iPhone emails look. I got suckered into this diet pill thing that I talked about a few episodes ago. And recently I got suckered into an Apple email scam, which this one actually, it is a storytelling sort of story. Like I said, my English is not that great. This is sort of a storytelling time, but it's also a little bit something that you should watch out for. So I get a lot of emails. I'm subscribed to a lot of job hunting websites, like numerous. So I'm getting emails, alerts all day long. I have a lot of alerts from investments. I have a lot of alerts from my banks. So through reading through some mail, which I shouldn't have been doing because what I was in the middle of something that I should have had my full attention on, but I like to multitask. I like to get gray hairs from stressing about all the things I'm juggling in my life. I got an Apple, it was titled Apple, and I have to pay for a monthly storage because I have so many photos, videos, I have a lot of stuff on my phone, I have work stuff. My phone is just jam-packed, so I have to pay for whatever, extra storage for whatever. So normally I just breeze through it, delete the email, and call it a day. You get an email once a month letting you know your charge, and that's it. It charges whatever card you have on file. So I get an alert. It says Apple, and it looks exactly like the emails I get every single month, and it said there is an alert on your account. Someone is trying to access your account. Something along those lines where it X's you to click on a button and it sort of transcends you to another website. Now, I thought that alone was very weird because normally the alerts will already be in the body of the email from Apple if there is anything suspicious. So this website did not look like the iTunes website. It was white and it looked very similar, but it asked me to type in my Apple ID and then my Apple password, which I did like an idiot because we all know I'm an idiot. Type it in. It brings me to another page. Now it's asking me for my last four digits of my social security number, my address, where I grew up, my phone number, any other emails associated with me as a person, and my current workplace. So all these questions were listed and it needed to fill you in. So the simpler questions were at the top, like what's your current address? Where do you work? And then once I got to the third line down, which said your social security number, I freaked out, exit out of the whatever, I think I was on Safari, exit out of as quick as I could, jumped into the iTunes app or settings, I think I changed it, and changed my Apple password. I am dumb. How I figured it out was I went to one of my old emails from the monthly storage bill bill. And there was so many similarities that I couldn't even tell them apart. There was a sort of like logo water print at the bottom of the page, something like that. It was at the bottom or the top, and the scam Apple email didn't have that. And I started texting June. I was freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, my credit card information, my photos, like private information that people can search. And obviously, 99% of the world knows this, but I'm so delayed with technology and critical thinking skills that I didn't think of this. And I really hope that I'm not the only one. I should rename this podcast. I really hope I'm not the only one because I feel like this crap only happens to me. And I tell people the stories and they're like, you're an idiot. Everybody knows that. But I'm telling you, there's people who don't. But anyways, long story short is just be a little more aware when you're typing in sensitive information like usernames and passwords. Don't try to multitask like me because I really almost could have gotten like someone could have stole my damn identity. My credit card that's a very good, nice, lovely, lots of money on it, credit debit card that is linked to my Apple. All of my money could have been stolen. They could have hacked my damn bank account. It's extremely scary when you think about. So just be a little more careful from you to I. And if that was a reminder, I really hope that I reminded you to do that. All right. Before I sign off, I have a hilarious story that June and I can't make this up. I really hope that I'm not the only one. Have you ever gone out of your way, it's something simple as you wave to someone you don't know, you think someone's talking to you and you respond and it turns out you don't know them. They weren't talking to you. And you feel like that tiny bit of, oh, I'm an idiot. This is a little insecurity, like, oh, wow, I thought they were talking to me, but they're not. It's a tiny, tiny little bit of insecurity you get in your chest. Well, June and I experienced this times 10 together. We live fairly close to June's parents, and we were taking a drive from our apartment to his parents' house, and it's on a straight street, and we saw smoke in the air. So we thought it was coming from where June's house, where June's father's house is. So we're driving and we're getting closer, and it looks like this fire or this smoke, this thick black smoke, is coming from literally the direction of June's house. So we pass it, and it was an apartment complex. And the apartment complex is shaped like a half circle. So you go in one way, you drive around the circle, you go out the other way, half circle. And then all around are all apartments. And each apartment has its own terrace, a little outdoor area where your front windows would be. So we drive past it, did like a triple take, made a U-turn, waited at two different lights to get to this place, enter the complex, make the turn, go all the way around the complex to in front of where we think this fire is. So we thought we were going to call 911, call the fire department, save this family's life, be the heroes, put on our capes, save cats and trees, catch the bad guys with our spider webs, call it a day. So I'm looking, I'm getting the phone ready, and now we're panicking because the smoke is getting thicker and blacker because we're getting closer and closer. And we look up. It was a guy cleaning his grill, and the flame got too hot, and the smoke was from this guy's grill, and the guy pokes his head out, peeks out the window, looks down at us, gives us a grill, and looks away and continues cleaning the grill. June and I look at each other and we start bursting into crying tears, where you're wheezing and hacking up phlegm because you're laughing so hard. It was the most funniest thing we've ever witnessed. We thought we were going to be heroes. We're saving the day. These people aren't home. They don't realize. I don't hear fire trucks. What's going on? This smoke is so thick. Oh my God. I didn't realize at the time there was a terrace. Oh my God. It's coming out of the window. What if there's kids at home? They had a grill on their terrace, on their porch. Yeah. That was a sad, sad, sad day. Sad day. But anyway, guys, it has been awesome talking to you. I will be back with a brand new episode. I'm going to be recording it soon. And I want to say thank you for your patience. And please come back and listen to us again. Bye. Oh, that's such a weird ending. It's going to tell you. Bye. I need a better ending. I should just be like, bye, bitch.